No, there's another part. I'll have to tell you this. At the bottom of our hill, Chapel Hill, there's a street called Church Avenue. And if you continue down that, there's a place called the Coopa. I think it is that it came from the Cooperage, because it was connected somewhere with the brewery. But there was about an 8-foot wall. When you came about Church Avenue, there was an 8-foot wall that you'd met with a gap between three houses and an 8-foot wall. So we used to climb that 8-foot wall, but there's about 15 foot of a wall down the other side. And when you got to the bottom, it is where everybody dumped everything and anything. Everything was dumped there. But if you continued along there into the back of this, and if you looked down, you could look down onto the very bottom of John Street or Lower John Street. And we used to climb down there. It's almost impossible to describe it now. But it was highly dangerous. If you fell, you fell 60 or 70 feet anyway. So we used to swing like Tarzan from ropes on it. I used to be petrified. But as a gang member, you had to do it. Because if you did, it was rite of passage again. So we used to play down there, but petrified of it. And then years and years later, I was about 14. And I remember my mother was cooking the Christmas dinner. And she was cooking away there, and the thing at the time was you got your turkey and you cleaned it out, it wasn't the same thing, chopped off the head, cleaned it out, and my job was to pull the sinews out of the legs. I had pliers and I used to pull them out. But when that was finished, my mother would have all the innards and all the smelly stuff, the gizzard, the whole lot, right, and wrapped in newspaper, and my job was to go down to the Coopa and throw it over the wall. That was our way we got rid of stuff then. Now, we didn't know at the time about all these kind of... Anyway, that just wasn't environmentally friendly or anything. But that was grand. You used to do it, no problem, till this year. I can remember as if it was yesterday. Mad panic when I got back up. My mother couldn't find the wedding ring. Gone, missing. So I said, jeez, we tried it, but couldn't find it. So she said she knew exactly where it was. She lost inside the chicken, the turkey, when she'll clean out inside. Go down below to do it right. I climbed the wall anyway, got down the other side to 15 feet. Not only was my mum's parcel there was about 15 other turkeys wrapped up in everything from the examiners to newspapers to the news of the world. I had to go through each and every one of them. I nearly died. I was only up. So I came back up. I was nearly fit to cry. No, I was sick. I was nearly fit to cry. And I said to my mother, I couldn't find it. Ah, she says, all right. She said, I found it. It was stuck in a tea towel.